This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio station affiliates all across America. Thank you for tuning in, for chiming in and opining on the Facebook page. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers too, thank you for your service to America and for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers too, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And during the break, we were looking at some additional information coming in about this UAE, Saudi Arabian tanker situation. Now, one of the stories you sent me is from the Tehran Times, and it says that at least 7 oil tankers caught fire.
That's right.
And then there's a couple of other things that you've got floating around there. Want to tell us about it?
Well, Saudi Arabia, I would keep a very close eye on them because it appears to me that, you know, Iran hates Saudi Arabia almost as much as they hate us.
Right.
And this looks like Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps action as I see it. I'm not blaming them yet. It mm-hmm. just has all the hallmarks of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be using their own proxies to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I would keep a close eye on Saudi Arabia, and Saudi Arabia won't put up with this. Neither will we. So this could go sideways pretty quickly. Now, gasoline prices, I can tell you, are going to go up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this. Because one of the tankers, if not two of the four, and maybe 7 now, one of them was headed to the United States.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
So, just hold on. It's going to get squirrely.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would say that until we can get a real grip on what took place here, and I'm sure they're working as hard as they can to get the exact details and whatnot, that there won't be anything because I'm sitting here and I'm saying right now, somebody might launch some missiles at somebody, you think? Saudi Arabia, for example, might just lob a few in on that remote base that they've got out there, that island that that Iran left kind of wide open when they took a couple of their missiles out there to set them up.
At least that's the report we got. Yeah, well, that was more in the Persian Gulf. This has all happened in the Sea of Oman.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean they have to retaliate in the Sea of Oman. But what do you think of all this?
I can't make a conclusion yet. Mostly too because there was some chatter that there were some explosions that actually happened in port at the cargo. hub.
Exactly.
Now, apparently, and that came from Iranian news and Lebanese media, and that is being denied. So something is, you know, it almost looks like that's where it did happen, yet it didn't. So I can't make a conclusion yet.
Well, the UAE, to begin with, when this first came out yesterday, denied it to begin with.
Correct. And they're friends, too. They're friends of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say that in some cases they're more friends of the United States than some NATO countries. Hello, Britain. Mm-hmm. But that's a topic for another day.
Well, this is a major situation that's developing, as they say in the news business, and we're just going to have to watch this and see where it goes. And, of course, who knows what might happen between now and the end of the show. It wouldn't be the first time that all hell broke out on the Third Watch. So I'm just saying that, you know, we don't know where this is going to go, but I cannot believe for the life of me, if they suspect that Iran was behind this, that Saudi Arabia is going to sit there and do nothing.
Well, the other place to necessarily watch carefully is the U.S. Fifth Fleet.
Yeah. Which has, and by the way, we, added another ship to the entourage in the region. The USS Arlington was moved into position.
We dispatched that a couple days ago.
Yeah, and the USS Abraham Lincoln is already in position in the Red Sea sooner than they were supposed to be, which may or may not have something to do with what's about to take place.
No, you know, Iran came out and said that, you know, U.S. presence there just gives them a target. Well,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that works two ways.
Oh, right. Lord.
I know.
Saudi Arabia's energy minister. Two soiled in. Well, we already know that one.
Okay, so we know that these ships were subjected to some sort of sabotage operations. What started out as four, and we heard the two were hit. Now we're hearing there may be as many as seven. Some of them may have been in port. Some of them may have caught fire. But we don't know for sure because we can't really get a straight answer out of you.
Yeah, it's almost as though somebody put out a statement and everybody is using that statement as the release. You know,
yeah.
Yeah, we're not getting a lot more than that.
Yeah, well, okay. It came from Iran and Lebanon. Those were the media outlets that put it out to begin with. All right, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. It's a busy news night, and we'll be back with some more interesting stuff. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends at the USCCA. Now, we had Tim Schmidt, the president, CEO, and founder of USCCA, in a program last week telling you all about some of the things that they're doing right now. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right when you have to defend yourself. And by the way, the last person standing is sometimes, most oftenly, the first person that the police will be looking at. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take a look at the USCCA logo that's right there. Click on it. Take advantage of the Gun A Day giveaway that's over there. And then, should you decide to become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA as a result. And don't forget, you'll also be able to participate in that great magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, which is award-winning for the second out of the last 3 years, and all kinds of discounts and things go on with them. All right, joining us again, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. You know, we've got all this going on in the Middle East, and right here in our backyard over the weekend, a terrorist camp was located in Alabama, which may be related to one that they found in New Mexico.
Oh, it's definitely related, according to FBI documents.
Okay, so tell us about that.
The FBI, because of what I guess they uncovered in New Mexico, were able to use that as evidence to get a search warrant for this other location just a few miles from Tuskegee, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was some kind of a makeshift military-style obstacle course. there's some kind of an abandoned building that was there that they were using, for some kind of training going on there, too. it's really kind of weird, but we don't know what all has been discovered or recovered in this particular location. But it is definitely related because to the one in New Mexico, because they used what they found in that location in New Mexico to get the search warrant for this one. So what, not only did they discover this one, but there's other confirmation that they are, in fact, related.
Okay, and we'll just have to wait to see what happens here as this investigation continues to unfold. Now, we haven't even talked about what was going to be the big story of today, which was China. And Larry Kudlow was on with Chris Wallace yesterday on Fox News Sunday. And here's some of what went on there. Very interesting conversation. Listen to what Kudlow had to say.
You pointed out the president's tweet on Friday where he seemed pretty conciliatory. In fact, the stock market, which had dropped dramatically on Friday with news that the talks, the negotiations had ended without any deal, rose on the kind of conciliatory, optimistic tone from the president and from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. The president was much more combative in a tweet yesterday, late yesterday. I want to put this up on the screen. I think that China felt that they were being beaten so badly in the recent negotiations that they may as well wait around for the next election, 2020, to see if they could get lucky and have a Democrat win. The deal will become far worse for them if it has to be negotiated in my second term. That's a lot tougher than the president was talking on Friday. How come?
Well, look, that's his view. We think sometimes China may be misinterpreting U.S. politics. I don't want to go deep into that, but I think there's always an issue there. Here's the fundamental things. We've said this many times. Intellectual property theft has to be fixed. Forced technology transfer and ownership of American companies has to be fixed. Cyber interventions have to be fixed. Tariff and non-tariff barriers have to be fixed. And there have to be very, very strong enforcement provisions. Some of the Chinese officials have said, both in Beijing and here with the Mr. Liu He, that the agreement was too unbalanced, okay, and had to be... No, the relationship has been too unbalanced. And because of these problems of unfair and sometimes unlawful trading practices, we have to have a very strong agreement to correct, to right these wrongs before we will be satisfied.
All right. Now, all of that makes sense, but we do know that we have to do something with the Chinese to right the wrong. And by the way, none of the tariffs have yet gone into effect, correct?
Well, some have. They're being stepped. They're being, you know, they're layered in their application. The big ones that have to do with the aluminum and or the steel and, you know, all the some of the bigger agricultural ones, those are up for review in August. But some of the other ones on smaller things like camping equipment and, you know, little stuff at the retail level, they have gone into effect. But there's like 6,000 items, too. I mean, a lot of them have to do with types of fish. A lot of them have to do with vegetables, the kind of weird vegetables. I was reading some of them off the other night, and some of these things I never even heard of. So,
well, believe it or not, I think pomegranates is on the list.
Okay.
Artichokes, you know, I'm thinking to myself, we ship them artichokes and pomegranate? Well, I guess we do, but...
Well, soy sauce, yet soy comes from here. I guess soy sauce comes from soybeans, right? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's go a little bit political here, because Rand Paul was on ABC's this Sunday. He was countering what Adam Schiff had to say, which Adam Schiff was up to his usual thing, standing there blatantly lying about things that were going on. But Rand Paul, God bless him, he finally had something to say that really nailed it.
How about this charge from Democrats? You just heard it from Adam Schiff saying that the president's blanket no is basically amounting to another kind of obstruction of justice. Is it appropriate to completely stonewall Congress across the board, not only on matters where they're investigating the president's personal finances, but also on matters of policy like immigration and health care?
I think the clip you played of Adam Schiff showed it accurately. He's a hypocrite. You know, he was against, he was all for President Obama using executive privilege, and now he's against this president. The bottom line is we spent $35 million investigating the president. Their conclusion was there was no underlying crime. This whole kibitzing about, oh, well, maybe he obstructed justice to try to hide an investigation about something he didn't do, this is absurd, and the American people know it. People have gone to their corners on it. But it's important to remember that this was politically motivated from the very beginning, from a political document from the Hillary Clinton campaign, and that should be investigated because we cannot allow the incumbent parties to weaponize the intelligence communities to spy on Americans or on political candidates or potentially their donors. So there is a real danger to this, and it is a constitutional one, but the Democrats have it completely upside down.
Well, do they?
It appears that to be the case, but we have a long way to go because what is essentially happening here now is we had two years of the Mueller team doing what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to try and do a countermeasure on the other side of that in less than 2 years with how this whole thing started and how far it went. And we're going to try and do it through the Lindsey Graham Committee. We're going to try and do it through the Michael Horowitz Inspector General Report and so forth and so on. So what we have here is truly a standoff in Congress between the Democrats and the Republicans. So if you think that if any legislative action is going to happen between now and the general election in 2020, it ain't going to happen. We're at a standstill legislatively, period,
right,
in
right.
the report. I mean, that's just where we are.
Right.
And Rand Paul's exactly right. I mean, the Democrats are now calling this a constitutional crisis.
Well, they created it.
I don't know what a constitutional crisis is. Someone's going to have to help me with that.
Yeah, they created it.
They're just using yet another hyperbolic term. We're in a constitutional crisis. Well, we soon may find out that Obama gave secret executive privilege to Hillary or Van Rhodes Susan Rice or some of these others. So, or cut a deal through the Department of Justice under Loretta Lynch.
Yep.
Which is remarkable because now we've got the Department of Justice. Why haven't we found that out yet?
I think we're gonna. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So keep those cards and letters coming. See you tomorrow. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, tell them how.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is suggesting in a tweet that China is trying to outdo him in trade negotiations. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The president tweets that Chinese officials may be waiting until 2020 in case Democrats win the White House, thinking they might get a better deal with them than they will with him. Trump's saying that they would be wise to deal with him now because it will be far worse for them after he wins a second term. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about the Chinese trade situation at a conservative event in Beverly Hills on Saturday night.
The president's taking action to stop China from stealing our stuff.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he expects retaliation soon.
The expected countermeasures have not yet materialized. We may know more today or even this evening or tomorrow.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our edition of our Veterans and Military News, and it's very busy news night, starting out with the information coming out of the United Arab Emirates. We'll be keeping you up to date on that as best we can with the resources we have. We're starting to get additional information, and we'll get to that in just a second. But this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, did you know that in 14 months from right now, your paycheck could be at a grade that your skills deserve? That is, if you decide to become an aviation maintenance tech at National Aviation Academy. How would you like to make over $80,000 a year? That's the number the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics gives the top 10% of aircraft mechanics that become aviation maintenance techs. Now, if you're good at working with your hands, a career as an airframe and power plant technician can be yours in just 14 months at National Aviation Academy with campuses in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. You'll receive a lifetime career placement assistance. NAA team members also are trained to help vets and active duty military transition from military to a job in the private sector. And National Aviation Academy has just a few openings left in the May 31st class in both Clearwater and Concord. Now, for more information on their statistics in the upcoming classes, please go to naa.edu, that's the website, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Okay, well, we have a little bit more information coming out of the Middle East, out of the United Arab Emirates. The stock markets obviously are going to be going batty today. Now, the Pentagon has announced over the weekend plans to send the USS Arlington and the Patriot missile battery into the Middle East in an effort to deter actions from Iran. The maneuver came after National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. was sending the USS Abraham Lincoln carrier strike group and a bomber task force to the U.S. Central Command region, which includes all of the Middle East. The USS Abraham Lincoln has already reported on station in the Red Sea, which means that they're in the region and could be used at any time. But what we've got going on here, folks, is that there is a report coming from two sources, well, actually three right now, the United Arab Emirates, Iran, and Lebanon. Now, the Iranian news agency and the Lebanese news agency, which has got reporters in the United Arab Emirates, is saying that at least seven tankers were reported to be on fire inside the port there in United Arab Emirates. And the United Arab Emirates is saying that two vessels were sabotaged. They were not damaged to the point to where they would sink, but they were damaged nonetheless. Apparently, these are explosions. They said two of four tankers that were traveling together had explosions on them. So you've got two different stories. Pick the one that I guess sounds the most sensational. I think for the moment I'll go with the United Arab Emirates, and I'll say that there were four ships traveling together. Two blew up because of something that was done to them, and we don't know about the rest of them for sure, because it's kind of like gotten very quiet over there for the most part. And I will tell you that the Abraham Lincoln task force in the region, the aircraft carrier that has at least 40 to 50 planes on it, 6,000 forces gathered within it, a serious threat for anybody at all. We also have the USS Kearsarge with a Marine Expeditionary Force on board it, which is also entering into the region. So a lot of firepower is going in there. Whether or not it's going to be used or not, it's another story. But you would think if somebody tried to blow up your oil tankers and you were Saudi Arabia, it would be just a matter of time before you would retaliate against whoever you thought it was that did it. Now, could it be Iran, the Revolutionary Guard? Sure. Could it be the Houthis out of Yemen? Yeah. Could it be Hamas or Hezbollah? Yeah. But this particular attack and the description of what we're hearing has all the earmarks and the trademarks of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard without anybody saying another word. Now, if that's the case, I will tell you that our naval forces were threatened by the senior Iranian Revolutionary Guard's commander on Sunday, who said a U.S. Navy fleet sent into the Persian Gulf represents a target instead of a serious threat to Iran. Well, Mr. Commander of the IRGC, them's fighting words. And I think they better be careful what they tried to bring on, because, you know, like it or not, Iran has a lot of capabilities, but they don't have the capabilities that we do out on the water and in the air and underneath the sea. All sorts of things here. All sorts of things are going on. But anyway, and I'm not trying to take up all of the military news, but that certainly has to be thought about right now. Now, we do have some other military news coming out right now. The Libyan government is pressing the U.S. to block the Gulf support for the Tripoli offensive that's going on. Now, the lobbying push follows President Trump's April 19th comments during a call with the president of Libya, Mr. Hifter, that seemed to greenlight his offensive on Tripoli, a reversal of previous U.S. insistence that there was no military solution to the Libyan conflict. What's going to go on there? We don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Also, not to be outdone, we still have North Korea in the mix, who late last week fired two suspected short-range missiles towards the sea. South Korean officials said that it was its second weapons launch in 5 days and a possible warning that nuclear disarmament talks with Washington could be in danger. Well, yeah. Why else would you be firing missiles except to be noticed, right? So we'll see what happens. And the U.S. finished a week-long sail through the South China Sea with India, Japan, and the Philippines, a region fraught with tension amidst the disputed territorial claims, according to a Navy statement that was released over the weekend. We were there. We were sailing around, you know, along with our allies. Of course, that upsets you-know-who every time we go out there, but hey, too bad. Too bad. And finally, we'll see how this all plays out because President Donald Trump has nominated Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, the former CEO of Boeing, to be the head of the Department of Defense. Now, there may be a fight ensuing in the Congress because of the fact that he is coming from Boeing. A lot of questions about Boeing right now with the 737 MAX jets that they've got out there and all that. And it's expected that there may be some discussions in that respect. We'll see. We'll see. But it is what it is, and until it happens, we won't worry about it. Now, coming up in the next segment, I've got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, and hopefully we'll be able to find out what he has to say about what Congressman Adam Schiff is saying pertaining to this Bo Bergdahl business. Because if this isn't daddy stepping in and using his influence to get his son a job with a foreign government, then I just don't know what is. And, of course, there's a story in the New York Times about all this, which is why I'm bringing it up right now, and hopefully Chris saw it. But anyway, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And we want to welcome aboard a new sponsor, MyPillow. Yeah, MyPillow. And by the way, go to MyPillow.com because you can take advantage of their buy one, get one offer. Buy one, get one free. You can give them a call at 800-870-0305. That's 800-870-0305. And use the promo code GCM. That's MyPillow. Buy one, get one. MyPillow.com, 800-870-0305, and use the promo code GCN, and then you'll have it. All righty, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Have you bought your gasoline yet?
I buy it when I need it.
You might want to buy it if you don't need it today, because I can almost guarantee the price of gasoline and oil is going to go up dramatically. I'm looking at the futures on the stock market right now. They don't look very good. We've had a situation over the weekend, United Arab Emirates, where at least two Saudi Arabian tankers were sabotaged by somebody. Explosions on board the ships, did not sink either ship, did do damage. But there are conflicting reports of how many ships and what kind of damage. Now, Iran and Lebanon are reporting that seven ships, tankers, were afire in the harbor in the United Arab Emirates, where two of the ships apparently came out to go east, and their explosions happened as they were coming out of the port. Don't know. We're being told nobody's been hurt, nobody's been killed, the ships are afloat, but there's been damage, and two of them are returning to a safe port to have the damage assessed and see what needs to be done. So we have a very volatile situation in the Middle East, and it's got all the signatures of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
Did these, did they mention whether or not these attacks occurred? Are they on board? Attacks like sabotage where people are on board the ship.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So this is like an inside type of a job with spies. Either that or people were able to sneak aboard.
Yep.
These ships. So obviously we're gonna start obviously some security breaches here and there. Or actually, you know, I'm gonna do a better job of checking out who's actually working on these various different vessels.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to know that. You know, that none of the ships were damaged to the extent where, you know, you saw things sink. You know, the good news when you see stories like this is that oftentimes when you screw up and you don't complete the job, obviously the security will increase to a point in time where these breaches probably won't be able to happen again.
Right. And the Saudis have been notorious for finding out information very quickly, because they'll just grab a bunch of people, and what they do to find out information is something that we don't do, but they will literally torture people in various ways that I don't even want to describe. But they'll get information, and they'll find out what happened fairly quickly, I think. And the United Arab Emirates is the port where this happened, but I'm pretty sure that they're going to want to know, too, because... this is serious stuff that could lead to a tremendous escalation very quickly. And by the way, we do have another warship, the USS Arlington and its group, that's entered into the Persian Gulf, along with the USS Abraham Lincoln, currently sitting on station in the Red Sea, and the USS Kearsarge, which is making its way into the region.
Yeah, my hope again is I understand that we've got to be there to kind of watch things to some degree. But, you know, it's hope and pray that we're not the ones firing the first shots in these things by any stretch. And again, these are attacks on oil tankers that, always depends upon what their home base, flag is for the countries where these tankers are.
Saudi Arabia, so far.
Yeah, you know, they're all Saudi, based ships. Well, let the Saudis take care of it. They've got the military. They buy our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
If they need to make a move, they need to be doing it on their own.
Yep, and I don't disagree with you at all. And all we need to do is keep the shipping lanes open, because I'm sure they were trying to sink one of those tankers in the Persian Gulf.
Oh, yeah, that's highly important to Europe. It's obviously really important to the mm-hmm. Europeans, also to the Chinese as well, who buy a lot of their fuel from that region.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's going to keep everybody pretty well busy today. And what we normally would have been talking about had there not been this news and Secretary of State Pompeo going over to China. I'm sorry, to Russia. Well, listen to me. Going over to Russia to talk with the Russians about whatever it is they're going to talk about, which is probably all of the above. But China would have been the big story, right?
Well, it is still a very big story, without a doubt. We're looking at a situation right now where, various different bits of information is trickling out from this, where the old saying, moving the goalposts. You know, towards the end of the negotiations, they had gotten to a point in time where they were actually talking about having a signing ceremony and where it was going to be done. And then the U.S. Negotiators saw that the Chinese started to move the goalposts on various different issues, which, in my opinion, the most important issues involving intellectual property protection.
Right.
And we backed away from that. There's going to be a bit of reordering of things. And we're actually seeing a lot of this with other areas. You want to take China out of the equation. Talk mm-hmm. a lot about some of the regulations that are being put down by Europe on various different technology companies mm-hmm. in regards to intellectual property. So mm-hmm. this is something that's happening around the globe. The president needs to stand firm.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot get our ideas stolen.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other story that's out there, which is slowly gaining steam, is Joe Biden's influence in the Ukraine and his son, Hunter, gaining a $50,000 a month job right after he was kicked out of the military. Listen to this back and forth between George Steppy Stephanopoulos and Senator Rand Paul yesterday.
Senator Rand Paul, the Foreign Relations Committee. Senator Paul, thanks for joining us this morning. Let me pick up where Chairman Schiff just left off right there, that perhaps Congress should consider making it illegal to engage foreign governments, foreign assistance in campaigns. You agree?
Well, I think the American people will be shocked and dismayed to know that Joe Biden's son was making $50,000 a month. Just a couple of months after he was dishonorably discharged from the military for drugs, $50,000 a month. I think most Americans will be dismayed that the president's son was doing this while Joe Biden was actually lobbying to have this company, you know, go free of prosecution. My understanding, this is reported in the New York Times, Joe Biden was asking the prosecutor to lay off of the company that Hunter Biden was working for $50,000 a month. That's extraordinary.
That's not what was reported. In fact, he was on an anti-corruption
That's exactly what was reported, yes, that he got $50,000 a month right after he was kicked out of the military. That's exactly true, and nobody disputes that.
Now, what Rand Paul said, Senator Rand Paul, is exactly correct. Stephanopoulos was trying to turn it around. He couldn't do it because the story was there, and we all knew it.
Yeah, again, this is on a Sunday morning program.
Yep.
Matt, and you know, the certain people are watching, other ones are not. You know, the old, you know, if a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a sound?
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to get that much press. Remember what just happened in Virginia, where you had all of these politicos in Virginia, all these scandals with blackface, and there was also the scandal with the abortion thing. That's how all that stuff just kind of went away.
Yep.
That's, you know, it's what happens. You can go take a look at the Clintons' involvement with Uranium One, all these things. They make it out into the news, but they die. They die very, very quickly because the media does not follow up, and then it will continue to push these various different things. And in the case of Joe Biden and his peccadilloes and his history, I think that the same thing will hold true.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that either. But we are talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I don't doubt that at all either. And it's probably going to go that way, exactly the way you're saying, because it's...
If Republicans are going to try to win based upon scandals with Democrats, not going to happen. You have to win in the realm of ideas. Democrats can run on trying to destroy people. Republicans cannot. It doesn't work for them because the media is not going to let them. So, you know, but if you're going to, it's going to be the politics of personal destruction. You know, as they say in Brooklyn, forget about it for Republicans. You got to go out.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing of it is Kudlow yesterday, Larry Kudlow was on Fox News, and he actually did a pretty good job explaining about the trade going back and forth and the different things that we had going. And I was actually impressed with what he said, because for once it sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
Well, listen, I think that that's the way you have to go. You have to go out there and you have to present your ideas, and you have to present them in a coherent manner. And Republicans need to go out and do that, and rather than the personal destruction route. Don't ever win that way.
Okie dokie. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have yourself a great day.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website to find out more about him. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.